from Hollywood Brown a little bit.
It's not even necessarily, I don't mean this as a like a official prediction of the yardage total yet. We can talk about that in a second. But the more I see kind of the structure of the offense and the players that they have available to them, knowing who they're going to throw to, I think when you look at Hollywood Brown's end of season numbers, if they're only 550 or 600 yards, I actually think that means the offense had a great year. Because I think it means they relied on him the amount I feel like they need to rely on him, not the amount that like maybe they feared they had to last year. Because the growth of Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, who I don't think is really going to miss any games this year, I can't even see any level at which he's going to ever get any of these criminal or civil cases taken care of. The amount I still think they'll throw to Travis Kelce and the running backs outside of it. I think the better version of the offense is everyone stays healthy and Hollywood Brown is a 550 to 600 yard wide receiver.
So I agree that last year, and we all know he got hurt before the season started in that preseason game before we knew Rice was going to get hurt and everything. But because Rice went down, if you would have said Hollywood Brown was healthy, last year was his chance, Hollywood Brown, to go get the big payday, to go cash in and have that 950 plus yard season. And it happened because, of course, he missed a majority of the year. Now, on paper, it looks like they're going to have Rice and Worthy in year two. And Brown is clearly the number three wide receiver.
And four behind Kelce.
If you take a look at most teams, you know, who the number, you know, the fourth receiving option is, that guy's probably not a 900 or 1,000 yard receiver. That guy's, I would say, in that 550 to 650 range, and you're pretty happy with that. So, yeah, I kind of tend to agree that, you know, we can get to specific numbers, as you said, during training camp and everything. But, you know, 600 to 700 yards max is probably what I would look at, and that'd be a really good season, actually, for Hollywood Brown in this offense, assuming Worthy and Rice are healthy. Because last year, I think, was his opportunity to kind of blow up and say, hey, fully healthy year, 1,000-yard receiver. I'm going to go get a multi-year deal
Xavier
somewhere
rookie,
else.
Let's you should just be real.
Hollywood Brown would not be on the Chiefs this season if he had a 1,000-yard season last year. He just wouldn't. He would have got a multi-year deal somewhere else. But he didn't. He unfortunately had that weird injury, and then he came back. Definitely the offense looked better, I would still say, with him on the field, no doubt, and I expect that this season. But production, I think he'll take a 600 to 700-yard season. I would lock that in right this second if I was given the option.
I think 700 just seems high. Like, yeah, if he gets to that point, I was like, if he just gets to that level, I feel like something's gone wrong in the offense. Like, they've missed a player for a stretch of time. And look, not wrong for him necessarily.
His 17-game average in his career, and this is his entire career in fairness, it's 6 years, is 858-yard season. 74 catches, 858 yards. That's his average. And that includes one 1,000-yard season, but also includes a 91-yard season last year. So I actually think that's a pretty, like, 17-game average across 6 years, 858. You and I are still saying it's below what his technical average of his career season is.
Sure. And again, I think that that's relative to just the players on the team more than I'm saying he has absolutely nothing left in the tank. I'm going through, I think, Cincinnati. Did Joe Burrow, did he lead the, he led the league in passing yardage? I'm trying to think about the team that, like,
I think that's correct. And by the way, Hollywood Brown just turned 28, so he's still below 30.
Sure. The Ja'Marr Chase, 1,700. T. Higgins, 900. Their third wide receiver was their tight end, like we think it'll be in Kansas City. He'll be first, second, or third in yardage, 665. And then number four was Yosh Yavash at 479. I just think the best version of the offense is he catches 1 to 2 passes a game, and they work around his skill set and getting him deep and bringing back the deep passing game as a big portion of it, because that, and that doesn't even speak to all the possession guys that they have, like Juju or what Jalen Royals does or anybody outside of that or inside of those numbers. If you're saying the average, you said, what's the average total? Just at
858.
Is it
for Hollywood Brown?
How is it that high? I mean, he's only had over 800 yards one time the year he had 1,000.
I'm just reading this. It says 17-game average. Reception, 74. Yards, 858.
Oh, you know what? That's partially because his 17-game average is a lot better because he doesn't play 17 games very often.
Just reading
that's
the
fair.
Average, yeah.
No, yes. yeah.
But that also includes, again, a season where he had 91 yards. But yes, last year, the one game, they're basing it off of what he would have had across 17.
In his career, including the 91-yard season, he averages 622 yards just a season.
Correct.
But that is obviously related to the fact that he would be injured in some of those years, not hurt. And if I take away the 91-yard season in which he just didn't play at all, his average goes up to 728, and he's a much, closer to that range.
So that's why I think 600 to 700 range is not crazy. Like, I don't think it's that crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 556, I actually think it means the offense is working well. 550, if he has 600 yards and he plays a full 17 games, you're like, well, that seems low. I'm like, oh no, that means things are humming. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise he'll end up getting more targets if things aren't going the way that they should. If Xavier, Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce aren't contributing, you know, that's when Hollywood's numbers boost up a little bit. What's funny is this is definitely one of those, there are too many mouths to feed.
Yeah.
So I am interested to see if they stay healthy, what the division of labor is in the wide receiver room.
Yeah, like I don't get this text. Like I hope he ends up having a really nice career. It'd be great for the Chiefs. But like someone texted in a second ago, 913-586-7965. Jalen Royals is better day one than Hollywood. Like, based off of what? Like, also different type of receiver. Like we're comping a completely different receiver. Jalen Royals' comp is that eventually, if your best case scenario is that he turns into Rashee Rice or that he turns into Juju Smith-Schuster, that like that's the type of receiver he is. Jalen Royals is not, like, truly from a skill set, is not Hollywood Brown or Xavier Worthy. That's not his skill set. He is a bigger bodied wide receiver. He's closer to a Rice or Juju if you were to comp him out. I don't think that's accurate at all. I also don't think there's any way he's better than any of those three guys on day one.
You want to say he's, I think he'd be available. You want to say he's better? First round.
You want to say he's better than Juju at this point in his career? We'll see. There's a chance of that. But saying he's better than Hollywood Brown and he hasn't played a single snap in the NFL is wrong for a couple reasons. He's not even the same comp, a type of style, wide receiver.
Jalen Royals is a little bit more of an unknown because he only had really 20 college games. That's it. He's technically played in 32, but the first season he played in 13, he played 12 games. He did not have a single catch. He was a special teams player for Utah State. He played 2 years at Utah State as a full-time player. He got hurt and only played in 7 games last year. He played in 13 the year before. 20 college games? I'm not determining he's just better than Hollywood Brown. Like, I'm not willing to go there.
That's a little disrespectful.
I know I've been a little
down
on Hollywood Brown, partially because I think his inability to be on the field has been his biggest detriment consistently, more than just the skill set or outside of that. And I do wonder, like, after a time, sometimes we always pretend like if we just get a, and I did this for a long time, if we get a player in a better offense, those numbers are getting ready to jump. Hollywood's bet go through the roof. And sometimes it just doesn't pan out that way in the NFL. I'm saying what I think is a good expectation for Hollywood Brown, which would be a good sign for the offense. I will say, for the 7 games he played last year, Jalen Royals did have 834 yards. So he was productive, certainly, in those 7 games.
If you're looking for, like, how does Jalen Royals have production, it requires Rashee Rice being out. That's how, you know, or Juju goes down for a significant period of time. But even then, Juju's the fourth receiver on this team. So really, the only way Jalen Royals, I think, is putting up more than 200-something yards receiving his rookie year is if Rashee Rice ends up getting suspended multiple games or is hurt for a significant chunk. That's like the player that Royals get snaps over if there's injuries and stuff, or in place of, I should say, is Schuster and Rice, not if Worthy goes down.
What year was it that the Chiefs were was it 2018, the unstoppable offense?
Historically, yeah. Was it post 2018, post 2017 draft? I think that's right.
Sorry, they've done so much winning.
When they had Kareem Hunt as the back at that time.
Yeah, yes. Well, for a while. As you might recall, did not make it through the entire season that year, although he's back with the Chiefs now, which doesn't seem weird now, but certainly seemed weird at first. I was just trying to figure out, you had mentioned like you're the fourth or fifth wide receiver. Like Juju Smith-Schuster is the fifth at best wide receiving option.
But he's the fourth receiver, yes.
He's probably the sixth receiving option. So in that year in which they were the best offense on the planet, the sixth receiving option was Chris Conley, who came up with 334 yards. Fifth was Kareem Hunt at 378. Sixth was DeMarcus Robinson at 288. You want to know where I'll put Jalen Royals' numbers at? At best, that range. 150
yards
to 300. If he has 300, I will consider this a successful season for Jalen Royals. That's not even meant to be a knock that he doesn't have bigger upside or more upside. The funny part is, and this goes back to the rookies, I know we'll talk more about this. We'll be in camp 2 weeks from today. We'll be up St. Joseph, Missouri, 2 weeks from today. Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy would not have put up the total counting stats they did had things gone to plan. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like things did not go to plan their rookie seasons. They ended up having to lean on Rashee Rice because everyone else stunk. Kadarius Toney, no good. Sky Moore didn't develop.
Yep.
They had no one left to throw to. Last year was injury that eventually thrust Xavier Worthy into it, but that wasn't even the plan going into it. My guess is the plan for Jalen Royals is he's between 150 and 300 yards. You think it's any
I agree. As I said,
barring injury.
Rice or Schuster have to miss significant games for Royals to have a real, real impressive statistical rookie season. It's going to be more of the developmental type of season, I believe, for Jalen Royals. But your hope is, as time goes on, he turns into either a Rice replacement, if you don't want to pay him in a couple of years, or he's just a very nice, similar type of receiver as Rice, but he's your number three receiver in a year from now or 2 years from now.